Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry. In 2018, the debut collection by a young Mexican-American poet burst into the literary world. The Chicago Tribune described the book, titled Citizen Illegal, as a, quote, boisterous, empathetic, funny yet serious, but not self-serious, celebratory ode to Chicanx life in the contemporary United States. Citizen Illegal won the 2018 Chicago Review of Books Poetry Prize. And now, the author, performer, and educator has published a second startling collection.
My name is Jose Olivares, author of Promises of Gold.
The proud son of Mexican immigrants, Olivares' newest collection, Promises of Gold, is a dual language exploration of love in its many manifestations, and the distinct loneliness of straddling the hyphen between Mexican and American.
Wealth, after Lucille Clifton. Wealth, don't talk to me about wealth. When I got into Harvard, my guys joked it was to mow the lawns. I laughed until I met my roommates and they offered me a broom. If I accepted the broom and beat the cobwebs out of their heads, do you think I'd forget? Now I make poems in languages they can't register. You feel me? In every poem, I hide garden shears, invitations to banquets, and they still don't spell my name right.
Here, in these poems, love is not reserved for the romantic. Olivares contemplates the love of countries, cultures, family, and friends, and with unflinching insight, the complicated challenge of loving the self.
Apologies. When they say Jose, the only people to turn their heads are me and the janitors, line cooks, waitstaff, yes, landscapers. Jose el Poeta y Jose the Gardener, each of us biting our tongues, trying to make beauty grow from soil, covering bones, barely under the surface. Promises of Gold is a collection of poems that began during the pandemic when I was really missing my friends as we were scattered all over the country. And as I sought to write a book of love poems, I found that a lot of sadness and grief and also all of the political situations that we were going through were leaking into the work. And Promises of Gold, what I decided to do was, instead of turning away from the reality of the world, continue to try to write love poems that soaked in all of the real life situations that we go through to give the poems texture and nuance.
And for Jose, the pandemic was a reminder of other pandemics suffered and survived by those he loves. Not the pandemics of contagious respiratory disease, but those that stripped communities of resources, ignored the needs of families, and left so many to figure out how to build lives of meaning and connection.
First and foremost, a lot of the way that I view the world and respond to the world is guided by the fact that both of my parents migrated to the United States from Mexico. And so that migration is a massive one and has shaped not just our political reality, but also our interpersonal relationships. And so how do we try to build a family life of love while also grappling with all of the silences that we've had to hide from each other, either because we speak different languages or in my parents' case, because they were trying to keep our family safe from, you know, immigration forces and things like that. Another one is I grew up in the south suburbs of Chicago, a town called Calumet City, and lived through a process of white flight that really left our schools kind of wrestling without the resources that they once had. And so all of those different things have kind of helped shape in our pandemics alongside, of course, the coronavirus pandemic that we've been living through. I would set out with one intention, to write a love poem for my friends back home in Chicago. And then, of course, I would find myself you know, the language would move me subconsciously towards, you know, obviously the uprisings of 2020 and moments like that. And rather than view them as a distraction or try to erase those kind of thoughts, really what I try to do was kind of think about, like, given the reality of the world that we live in, what does it really mean to be in community with people across different political communities, you know, ethnic identities, racial identities, sexual orientations? How can I show up for my friends and really be there for them and really put myself in a position where, you know, not only am I writing love poems, but I'm really trying to embody the kind of life that I'm putting on the page.
For Jose, embodying this truth means living and writing at La Frontera, the borderlands, where language and meaning collide.
I've had the opportunity to teach poetry workshops across the United States in both English and in Spanish. And whenever I teach workshops bilingually, the parents always come up to me and they tell me that they, you know, really enjoyed the workshop and they wish they could read my poems, but they don't read or write in English. And so I had them in mind. And then I also thought about what it was like when I was a young person growing up in the world, and I couldn't share the work that I was doing in school with my parents because they also did not speak or write in English. And so for me, it's just important because in some ways to me, it's not multiple audiences. It's one audience that doesn't usually get access to literature in this way.
Stick around. We've got more with Jose Olivares after this break. It's The Takeaway.
This week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's never held elected office, but he's still running for president.
There's nothing in the United States Constitution that says that you have to go to Congress first and then Senate second or be a governor before you're elected to the presidency of the United States.
A conversation with RFK Jr. on the New Yorker Radio Hour from WNYC Studios. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris Perry, and we're continuing our conversation with Mexican-American poet, performer, and educator Jose Olivares. We're talking about his latest work, Promises of Gold. Now, Promises of Gold is a dual-language poetry anthology. Divided into two parts, the collection offers each poem in English and Spanish. This division within a single whole is both a practical matter of accessibility and a physical representation of the divided self that Olivares's work has long explored. For Jose, much of his experience as a Mexican American has nestled in the in-betweens. And the poetry of this borderland, conveyed across both languages, honors and reflects those experiences.
I was hoping that by putting them both in the same edition, that maybe families could read the poems together, could share that experience, could read the poems first in English and then read them in Spanish together, mm-hmm. or vice versa, right? Like, I also really believe that the work, it's almost like reading two books. The experience in English and Spanish, they're the same poems, but the textures are slightly different. The music is slightly different. So I'm really excited to see how people really use the book. This is my first time releasing a book in both Spanish and English. And so I'm as curious as anybody else to see how people use both editions. And the fact that they're together in one book, I really hope makes them accessible.
Now, Spanish is Jose's first language. But the art of translation is much trickier than just knowing the exact vocabulary in another language. It's about communicating the feelings, the ideas, the subtleties in ways that resonate in both tongues. This is not the work of some AI-generated translation. Jose worked closely with David Ruano, and for a poet who carefully considers each and every word, working with another writer developed new skills.
The experience working with the translator was one of revelation for me. Obviously, I know my poems and the way that I wrote them, but to get to see them through David's eyes, who's the translator, was a really special experience. And, you know, I remember when I first read those translations, getting really emotional because Spanish is my first language. And it's a language that I, you know, don't get to practice in as much because I went to schools in English here in the United States. And so I feel the translations helped me reconnect to part of my culture and part of my own kind of inner mind.
For Jose, making his poetry fully accessible across English and Spanish in the same anthology, it felt like almost an act of resistance. His own history of navigating these two languages, more battle than ballet.
When I was 5 years old and looking to enroll in kindergarten, my mom took me to the local public school. And before I was allowed to enroll, the principal, you know, called me into his office and made me have a meeting with him, my mom, and a translator, and basically made me promise to learn English. And, you know, you can imagine for a kid, the principal's office is not somewhere you want to be, right? The principal's office means trouble. And here I was, my very first day as a five-year-old, and it already felt like I was in trouble, right? And so my hope, and one of the reasons why language accessibility is so important to me, is because I really believe that people should have the choice to read and write in all of their languages, right? I don't think that they should have to cut off part of their existence to please, you know, English-speaking teachers or anything like that. And so my hope is that the book will find its way into the arms of bilingual readers and hopefully spark some recognition and some curiosity out of young readers.
In the pages of his latest anthology, Jose has chosen to love and be loved in both languages. And in his poetry, love looks a lot more accepting than the world around him ever has.
When I was growing up as the child of immigrants, it really felt like I didn't fully belong in any one place. When I was at school, I had to sort of hide or I couldn't fully be myself, right? There were parts of my existence at home that either the students couldn't relate to where I was going or they couldn't understand the language. And likewise, when I went home, there was only so much I could tell my parents about my existence at school because they didn't speak English and they weren't really there or hadn't gone through that experience. My parents couldn't help me with history homework. They couldn't help me with math homework. You know, they did their best to put us in a position to succeed, but, you know, it never really felt like I belonged in those times. Mm-hmm. I write towards the possibility of what it might be like to fully inhabit oneself in different spaces and to really try and see oneself as not having to hide in order to belong in any given environment. So for me, writing love poems is an act of healing, of attempting to heal, of attempting to really cherish and kind of sing love songs to all the different parts of myself that I really treasure and want to shout out.
Throughout Promises of Gold, Olivares reflects on what love is. And those are the reflections that pushed him to understand the experience in a brand new way.
One of the most important books to me in my young adult life has been the book All About Love by Bell Hooks. And my big takeaway from that book was thinking about how love is an action, right? Love as a verb, not a noun necessarily. I think my big takeaway with writing this book is that I used to think that love was enough to kind of solve all my problems. And I think by writing this book, I found that love is great and it's important. And I really try to embrace it in all the ways that it shows up in my life. But at the same time, living in the world and being in relationships with people really require us to really commit to one another. And so I think writing the book has taught me that love requires action and more than that, consistency, right? It requires us to continually to show up for one another. And so I think that's been one of my big takeaways writing Promises of Gold.
A note of thanks to my colleague, Janae Pierre, who talked with Jose Olivares, poet, performer, and educator. Jose's dual language poetry collection, Promises of Gold, is available now.